Lars is one of my favorite filmmakers and has been for a few years. Ever since I saw Breaking the Waves, that was one of my favorite films when I first saw it. I saw it 10 times, sort of, in a row, to be perfectly honest. I had a video of it, and I just kept watching it over and over again. That film sort of introduced me to sexuality. I think I was, like, 17 when I saw it. And so I've sort of been obsessed with his work, and when I even got to audition for it, that was a ridiculous honor because I was going to get to meet him. And so I thought that was enough, you know, and that they were going to send me a copy of Dogville and I was going to get to see it before anyone else. And that was kind of crazy. And so then on top of all of that I was going to get to work with him sort of seemed unrealistic. And I was like, well, that's, you know, something is going to happen. Yeah, I'm going to die or something like that. So it's so that I can't make it on set or something ridiculous like that. Because it really didn't seem possible. But I did. There were a couple of days where it was really, really difficult. But Lars would say, beforehand, he would say, I'm going to take you to a place that's really dark and scary, and I want you to know that I'm going to be there to pick you up afterwards. He would say that to me, and he would absolutely do it, you know, and I would go there, and then he would just slowly build me up again afterwards, and so it was okay, you know. Yeah, it's hard. I don't have nightmares or anything, you know, but there were a few days that were really difficult because Grace goes through a tremendous amount of pain in this film, and it is kind of hard to leave it. But it's also satisfying if you've, the thing that's hardest to leave is if you feel like you haven't done the scene well, or if you haven't fully realized a moment. If you have, it's painful in the moment, but then afterwards, as an actor, you could sort of step aside and say, okay, well, that's done with, and I'm really glad that it was done properly, you know. Bush fancies himself sort of ordained by God. And it's this thing, this quality that Grace has as well, you know, thinking that you know what's right, and so you know, have this very sort of narrow field of vision, and you're very kind of myopic, and you do something that may seem wrong, but you think it's right, and you'll do it at all costs, and it's one of the scary things about power, that when someone has power, they kind of lose perspective on things. I wasn't nervous at all because I looked at it as a completely different kind of role. And I didn't study her performance necessarily. I didn't try to mimic anything that she did. The movie Dogville is incredibly valuable because it's what happened to Grace before she came to Manderley. But I wasn't trying to emulate Nicole in any way at all. Although there was a tremendous responsibility because she did do an incredible job in that film, and I just didn't want to drop the ball, you know, for Nicole's sake, and also I didn't want to drop the ball for Lars's sake, because he had written this incredible script that I was honored to be a part of, and then to sort of mess things up would be putting myself in actor hell, you know. So I just came in here just, you know, having read Manderley about 200 times and watched Dogville about 8 times, and And then just doing my best from there, you know.